with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick appeared at his confirmation hearing in Washington today.
Billionaire Howard Lutnick, President Donald Trump's choice to lead the Commerce Department, said that he would sell all of his business holdings within 90 days. Lutnick spoke in a confirmation hearing before the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation.
I made the decision that I've made enough money in my life. I can take care of myself. I can take care of my family. Is now my chance to serve the American people.
Lutnick is the head of the investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald. His financial disclosure statement showed that he had positions in more than 800 businesses and other private organizations. He's emerged as an outspoken supporter of Trump's hardline trade policies. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Trump administration has rescinded this week's memo announcing a freeze on federal grants and loans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After a firestorm of confusion and concern, the White House Budget Office sent a two-sentence notice to federal agencies saying Monday night's memo is rescinded. However, it does not appear to be a U-turn. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "This is not a rescission of the federal funding freeze. It is simply a rescission of the Office of Personnel and Management memo." The White House response came after a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's effort. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump on Wednesday used a signing ceremony for the Lake and Riley Act to announce that his administration plans to send the worst criminal aliens to detention in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The bipartisan Lake and Riley Act was the first piece of legislation that Trump has signed into law. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 136 points, the Nasdaq dropped 101. This is SRN News. No more sex changing on Social Security cards.
President Trump has issued an executive order stating that the federal government only recognizes two genders, male and female. That means people can no longer change their sex on official documents, including their Social Security cards. That department has removed a page from its website that showed people who were living as the opposite sex how to make changes on their Social Security cards. Those cards already changed will apparently be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signed several executive orders focused on the military. One directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their military service. Transgender ban have been widely expected, and lawyers for service members who are living as the opposite sex say they'll take the issue to court. It'll be up to Hegseth to decide exactly how the ban will be established. This is SRN News. Frontier Airlines makes a second attempt to merge with Spirit.
Spirit declared bankruptcy late last year as budget airlines struggle. Frontier Group Holdings, the parent company of Frontier, said that the proposed deal would include newly issued Frontier debt and common stock. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. But the Justice Department sued to block the JetBlue deal, saying it would drive up prices for Spirit customers who depend on low fares, and a federal judge agreed. JetBlue and Spirit dropped their merger 2 months later. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Legoland Florida plans to lay off 234 workers, primarily performers, in an effort to be more competitive in Central Florida's thriving theme park market. The theme park resort in Winter Haven, Florida, said in a notice to Florida that the permanent layoffs would start at the end of March. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.